As the saying goes, Jonathan Katz isn't a real therapist, but he plays one on TV. He's the creator of Dr. Katz Professional Therapist, an animated sitcom on the Comedy Channel. Katz is the voice of Dr. Katz. His patients' voices are supplied by an assortment of stand-up comics. You can see Katz do stand-up tonight and Friday night on an HBO comedy special. This month, he won an Emmy for Outstanding Voiceover Performance, and he just received 2 Cable Ace nominations for Best Animated Program or Special and Best Writing in a Comedy Series. Here's a scene from Dr. Katz's Professional Therapist. Katz is giving advice to his chronically unemployed son, whose current aspiration is to be a daredevil.
Dad, the problem is there's just no work right now in my chosen field.
You still, let me see if I have this right. You want to be a daredevil?
Yeah. Yeah, I want to be a daredevil.
And Do you read the want ads, Ben? Do you read them?
Yeah, of course I read the want ads, Dad. I read them every day.
And
what exactly is a Gal Friday?
That's not for you. What do you look under exactly when you read the ads? What category do you look just under daredevil?
Okay, Dad.
Ben, where are you going?
I'm going back to bed.
Ben, remember we had this talk about the master plan?
Yeah.
I knew when I was 10 years old that I wanted to be a psychiatrist. 10 years old, but when I was 20, when I finished college, I took work as a pimp. I had to. There was nothing out there.
So I asked Jonathan Katz, what qualifies you to play a therapist?
I've been on the other side of the couch. I have spent time in therapy, and I actually just quit my most recent therapist. And I'll tell you why I quit, because the guy was not supportive. Every week he would open with, now what's the matter? And, you know, I try to be a better therapist than that. But I'm what qualifies me is I'm a good listener, and I'm surrounded by therapists. I live in the city of Newton, Massachusetts, which has the highest density per capita of any city in the world of therapists. And I'm the only fictitious therapist on my block. They're all the real thing.
Well, how does it work on Dr. Katz when you have on a guest comic who's playing the role of one of your patients? Do they use material from their monologue, you know, from their stand-up?
They draw on their own material. And whatever else we get is just, like, extra. You know, we do everything for the show. We do on-script and off-script, so that the relationships between my son and myself and my secretary and me are all scripted. I write the dialogue, but we also work from an outline, and the actors go in and do it off script before they even see the script, so that they're not prejudiced by what I've written. And I think that's what gives the show this very airy quality.
Did you pattern Dr. Katz on any therapist that you had?
No, I think Dr. Katz is very much like Jonathan Katz, only he's a little more caring. Again, I'm being flip here, you know. But, you know, when we first started doing the show, I was very concerned about portraying him. I took the therapist role very seriously, and I wouldn't say anything that was inappropriate for a therapist to say. And then I realized that's not that much fun, because I wanted to make some jokes. So he's not as good a therapist as he was early on in the series, but I think he's getting funnier.
So what's an example of something that you'd say now that you wouldn't have said when you were more sensitive early on?
Well, we just did a show with Stephen Wright, who I asked him if he has any intrusive thoughts, and he said no. And I said, you know what I mean by that, Stephen? I'm talking about thoughts that would come between you and your ability to have a good time. Do you have any intrusive thoughts like that? And he says, oh, those, yeah. And I said, told you. Now, that's something a real therapist wouldn't say. A little, kind of a petty little joke.
Right, right.
We work in kind of an unusual way for animation, is that often with animated TV, the animation is done in Los Angeles, and then it's farmed out to the Orient, because it's very labor-intensive.
Mm-hmm.
And we work the opposite way. We do the animation in Watertown, Massachusetts, but all the dialogue is in the Orient. So it has a strange, almost oriental quality.
Now, when you're writing, do your moods affect your ability to write or your ability to be funny?
When I'm writing and alone?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, sure.
What's the best mood to write comedy in for you?
caffeinated.
Right.
You know, in the morning,
mm-hmm.
when I'm really excited about my life and my career, you know, this is traditionally nap time for me right now. You know, so you better keep talking.
So when you're depressed, can you write mm-hmm. comedy?
It's harder, but I can perform comedy when I'm depressed.
And why is that?
And because of my persona on stage, I have a real gift for being miserable and still being able to cheer up an audience.
Yeah, you're kind of like Stephen Wright on decaf, you know? It's like a notch,
yeah.
Notch livelier than Stephen Wright, but...
Just a notch.
Right.
I have this fantasy that someday he and I will do The Odd Couple in Summerstone. But I don't know if I actually want to do it or if I just like telling people about it.
Yeah. Now, you know, part of your material is about being neurotic. And, of course, on TV mm-hmm. now, you're Dr. Katz. And there's a fine line between getting people to laugh with you at the neurosis we have and then getting people to feel, God, what a pathetic specimen of a human being. He's so neurotic. So I wonder mm-hmm. if you could talk a little bit about the craft or, you know, of doing comedy about neurosis in such a way so that we find ourselves in it and it's funny instead of thinking that you're pathetic.
Well, I don't know if the word pathetic, you may have gone a little too far there.
Troubled.
Troubled is closer.
Yeah.
I've discovered from years and years of doing comedy that even if people love me on stage, nobody wants to hang out with me after the show. That's never been my problem, to get back to the hotel room or to my car in the parking lot. You know, and people can be very complimentary about the show, but apparently on stage, I don't portray a guy that you'd want to hang out with. When in fact, I'm quite good company. What's my point? I was hoping you could make a little sense of this point, Terry, you know?
But is that true, that people think that you must be unlikable in person?
I think they get that feeling that I'm not really a good time Charlie. I guess maybe I am feeling a little sorry for myself.
Well, you just got an Emmy Award for what was the
subject? There, I feel better already.
See, we're going to
thank you.
Self-esteem here. You just got an Emmy Award. What was the subject? The subject.
The category was for Outstanding Voiceover Performance in Primetime.
Is this a new one? I mean, has anyone ever gotten this?
I made it up, pretty much. It was my idea. It's called a Juried Emmy Award. In other words, there are no nominations, but every year that award is either given to one person, two people, or no people. And I was up against 101 different performers who do narration and who do animation. You know, people ranging from the Simpsons people to Glenn Close.
That's stiff competition.
It is. But I didn't tell you anyone in between, so you don't know how stiff it is.
They're all schlemiels.
Right. And schlemazels. The whole range.
So you got your Emmy at some luncheon in the afternoon before the actual broadcast, right?
Yeah. It was like a trade show, you know, only not as well produced.
You know,
But I did get to meet Steve Allen and Milton Berle, who were hosting it, and Paul Rubens, who you might know as Pee Wee Herman, actually presented the award to me. It was kind of an exciting occasion, but kind of a schlocky event.
So, you're not in therapy anymore. Does doing the Dr. Katz show have anything to do with you not being in therapy?
No, I think the reason I'm not in therapy, and this is quite honest, is it got a little too scary for me.
Really?
Yeah. He wanted to talk about my problems. You know, my therapist said to me the last time I saw him, I asked him, how long do you think I'm going to need to see you? And he said it's very hard to judge that because you have so many layers of pain and shame. And I said, geez, can you be a little more upbeat about it? So, but it's true. It's very painful stuff. Have you been through therapy?
Actually, I haven't.
Because you seem better.
That's good. That's good. You don't say that to all your friends, do you?
No. It's not fun. If you're doing it correctly, it's really not fun.
Yeah.
And I had a hard time with doing anything that's not fun.
Jonathan Katz, his animated sitcom Dr. Katz Professional Therapist is on the Comedy Channel. He has an HBO comedy special that will be shown tonight and Friday night. This is Fresh Air.